بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن سعيب بن يزيد رضي الله عنه قال, still in this chapter of jihad, the importance, the virtues and the necessity of jihad. Hazrat Sa'ib ibn Yazid radiyallahu anhu says, لَمَّا قَدِمَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ غَزْوَةِ تَبُوكُ تَلَقَّاهُ النَّاسِ فَلَقِيتُهُ مَعَ الصِّبْيَانِ عَلَى ثَنِيَّةِ الْوَدَاءِ. That when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned from the battle of Tabuk, the people went out to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I also went, Hazrat Sa'ib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, with some children, and we met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala thaniyatil wada. This was a common practice in past times that the people would go and leave a person when he's going on a journey on the outskirts of the town. And when he returns, they would meet him also on the outskirts of the town. For Medina Sharif, this place was known as Thaniyatil Wada, where people would go and leave a person when he's going on a journey. Like today we go with people till the airport, for example, or we see them off till the door, etc. So this place was a common place when people returned and when people went also. So Hazrat Sahib say, I also went there to Thaniyatul Wada to meet Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, حضرت أبو أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates from نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم who said, من لم يغزو, a person who never went out in jihad, or يجهز غازيا, or he never gave the necessities of jihad to a mujahid, that is his arms, his conveyance, etc. Or yakhlufu ghaziyan fi ahlihi bi khairin, or that he looked after a mujahid's family in a good way, he took care of them. أصابه الله بقارعة قبل يوم القيامة. Allah will cause some difficulty and hardship to come to that person before the day of Qiyamah. That is, his punishment will come in this world already or in the Qabr. A person who did not take part in any way as far as jihad is concerned, he did not help a person, he did not go himself or in any way. He aided for a mujahid. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, حضرت أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, جاهد المشركين بأموالكم وأنفسكم وألسنتكم. Make jihad with the non-believers, whether it is with your wealth, whether it is with your person, or whether it is with your tongue. Yeah, from this hadith, ulama have explained that the meaning of jihad, yeah, is general. That is, that in whichever way that you oppose the non-believers, whether it is with your wealth that you use to oppose them, or whether it is yourself, you go and you oppose them, or with your tongue, that is, you speak out against them, you write out against them, etc. And all the efforts that are made in order to make Islam alive, and that Islam becomes the living religion and the only religion of the world, whatever efforts a person makes in this line and helps in this cause, he is part also of this jihad. And a person who does not do any, he does not help to promote deen in any way whatsoever, for that person are these punishments. وعن أبي عمر ويقال أبو حكيم النعمان ابن مقر رضي الله عنه قال, حضرت أبو عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه says, and he is one of the seven brothers who made hijrat all together from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif. Seven brothers made hijrat all together, he was one of them. He said, شهدت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا لم يقاتل من أول النهار. I witnessed battles with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was part of the battles. And I witnessed that if in the early part of the morning, if Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not launch his attack, أخر القتال حتى تزول الشمس, then he would not launch the attack in the morning if he did not do it in the early part of the morning. But now he would delay it until the sun had passed its midpoint. That means after zawal. وتحب الرياح, and when the wind will blow, وينزل النصر, and the help of Allah Ta'ala will come. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the wind blows in a nice way, many times we feel that wind blowing in a nice way, very soothing, very calming, that wind comes with the help of Allah Ta'ala. When that wind would blow, at that time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then would understand Allah's help is here now, and then he would launch his attack on the non-believers. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا تتمنوا لقاء عدوي, never ever desire to meet the enemy on the battlefield. Go prepared everything, but don't have the desire that you will fight. In other words, look for afiyat. Look for a way out with respect and honor. Don't look for fighting. فَإِذَا لَقِيْتُمُوهُمْ فَاصْبِرُوا. But when you do stand up now against them, you meet the enemy, then remain very firm and solid. In other words, don't have the desire to put yourself in any type of difficulty, hardship, whether it is on the battlefront, whether it is in our daily lives of deen or dunya. But when some difficulty comes, some test and trial comes, then be solid and firm. Don't turn your back and run from there. Don't be a coward at that time, but then face it properly. وَعَنْهُ وَعَنْ جَابِرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا. Hazrat Abu Huraira and Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrate, anna an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qaal, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al harbu khud'atun, that the war is well planning. That is the main part of a war. In one aspect, according to grammar and literature, it means war is well planning, to plan well. And this was the, for example, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go out for jihad or dispatch a group of sahaba to go for jihad, and he wanted the actual battle or the place he was going to attack was in the north, he would ask the conditions of the south, because there are always spies around also. Every government, every nation have got the intelligence. And when they find out that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is finding out the conditions of the south, they inform the people that this expedition is going to the south. Then at the last moment, the expedition goes out to the north. That is this well planning in this. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would plan in such a way that the attack is launched and suddenly a retreat takes place. The enemy thinks that now we are safe. They are not attacking, they are gone back. But suddenly, then again they come back with a second attack. So that is how war planning should be done. Well, it should be planned very well, and to sort of deceive the enemy. They think something else, and the actual attack comes from another angle and another way. And if we study the annals of Islam and all the military operations of the Muslims, and those especially that were so successful, they all incorporated this type of planning in such a way to put the enemy that they are in the dark, they don't know what is going to happen, or they prepare on another front and the attack comes from another front. Today, unfortunately, we are only engrossed in our dunya. We don't have time for deen. We don't have time to make effort for deen. And therefore, today the enemy, they have studied all the words very thoroughly of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they have made this part of their planning. And they are planning against us today in so many different ways where we are in the dark. We don't know. Whether it is propaganda, whether it is on a political front, military front, whichever front, and we are just in the dark all the time. What we were supposed to do, we have given up almost completely, and they have taken up those very teachings of our deen, and they are using it against us. If may Allah make the time come, we can come wake up from our slumber and realize we are here for deen, for akhirat, and that we have to serve the deen of Allah Ta'ala, and that is why Allah has put us in this world. And that brings us to the end of Kitabul Jihad, which is perhaps the longest kitab in the whole kitab of Riyadus Salihin. Wa akhiru da'wana.